again.
Hello.
Happy Thursday. It is Thursday now that you're listening to this. I like Thursdays.
Thursdays are a good day.
They are.
Like the perfect day before the weekend. It's like,
right?
It's like weekend eve.
Right. You're already through the week.
You've gotten your shit together.
Right.
Like,
and
all
you have
happened.
The weekend to chill and
celebrate.
Enjoy summer.
Life. Yay.
Yay for life. I haven't been out in the sun in about a month. No joke.
I'm looking at you and I'm like, I think I'm a little bit tanner than you.
You're a lot bit tanner than me. I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, wait, what month is it? Why do I look like a ghost? I just got a facial this morning.
Mm.
And my skin feels nice, but I want to go out in the sun, but you told me not to.
What did you use on for the facial?
I don't know. It was just like a deep clean facial.
Nice.
My pores were screaming.
Tragic. I need a
facial. Very full. They were very full. They had to be.
Full pores.
Yeah. Ugh. But you know what's the most like amazing thing?
What?
When you do a pore strip, which I did last night.
Oh, and
Anthony
then you
did.
See like all that yucky stuff.
I live for all that stuff. Like to see the pores coming out, the blackheads. Oh my God. I wish I could just do my whole face.
As you're saying this, I'm like, I need to freaking schedule a facial today.
Today, honey. She had like the most beautiful skin. I wanted to ask her what products she used. I always love to get like skincare advice from people with amazing skin. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like, would you ever take business advice from someone who doesn't have an amazing business?
Or would you ever get your makeup done by someone whose makeup looks really bad?
Or would you ever see a relationship therapist who's not even in a relationship of their own?
Ooh. Or would you take a relationship advice from someone who's not in a relationship?
Or who's divorced. So that's why, hence the skin advice from the esthetician.
And relationship advice from
us.
I guess us. I mean, listen.
Listen.
We have Linda, listen.
What is that from?
It was a video. It was this little kid. It was the cutest thing ever. What is Bear doing? Is he peeing? Wait,
what?
Look at him. Look at the position. Bear?
No, he's sitting. Okay. He's sitting in a little.
Yeah, you know, when I don't use those refills in the wall, they pee. They pee sometimes, and I have to sterilize everything.
Oh,
sterilize?
God. Sanitize.
Sanitize.
Speaking of, it has been so difficult to get hand sanitizer.
Really? I went to Whole Foods yesterday and they had the, you know, the spray ones that I use, the lavender one.
Yeah.
They had a whole wall of them.
We just got them from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, okay. So It clearly wasn't that hard.
Well, it's not like Purell. It doesn't smell clean. It actually
smells like rubbing, like real alcohol.
It smells like a freaking distillery.
I know. Yeah. I don't like those ones. No, go to Whole Foods. They have that lavender one. That's like the spray.
I mean, like good for these.
I mean, you don't need to go to Whole Foods.
Who are like, you know, capitalizing on the fact that they've got alcohol, but
yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to put tequila on my hands.
Yeah, no, it's not tequila, babe. I think it's vodka.
Same shit.
Little Tito's.
Ooh.
Little lime.
Tito's
a little
lime
tonic. Ooh. So yeah, we wanted to talk a little bit about relationships.
Today.
I guess maybe we should start with some questions and then we can kind of branch off with that.
But first, I think we have some life updates we wanted to give them and let them know like what's going on over here and why maybe the energy has been a little bit sadder the last couple of days. Has it been though? I feel like we're
I feel like right now we're a little more uppy, but like yesterday I was day one on my period and we're like just
wreck.
Getting yeah so you guys are like, gonna hear this episode like a little bit late if you're wondering. No, I don't have my period 2 weeks in a row.
I know.
We're filming two today, so anyway, yesterday I was like in my robe all day on the couch and just like miserable.
Oh, perfect.
And
so I'm putting that energy into
yeah,
my body
right
now.
No, I wore this robe.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, this
good.
Is the robe
so
I wore.
So you're still wearing the bad energy robe.
No, it wasn't the bad energy robe. This robe is like giving you a hug at all times. I love this robe.
Perfect. And this one, I'm like, my arms are halfway through the sleeves. I'm like little short Carly.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so we found out on Friday.
On our way back from Salem. Let's just backtrack a couple weeks. Because June, I think it was like June 30th, we went up to bring dad to get his biopsy because they found a mass in his stomach.
Well, let's rewind even a little
further.
Bit more. February was a year since he was diagnosed with liver cancer. He went in for two rounds of chemo, and for over a year, the cancer in his liver didn't come back,
yeah,
which was good because they wanted to add him to the liver transplant list.
So they got rid of all of his tumors. They stayed away for over a year. He got added to the transplant list. He
right.
went for like his, 18-month checkup
right.
recently. And then they found the mass in his stomach.
Right. And it
Which we didn't know what it was.
Right, they were tracking it, and it ended up getting bigger, so we had to take him. Was that 2 weeks, or was it almost 3 weeks?
I think that was 3 weeks ago.
They did a biopsy. We took him up to the hospital in New York 2 weeks ago, and it's cancer, and it's weird because it's on the opposite side of his body, and it's in his lymph nodes. Yeah, so we found out that news on Friday, so it was... You know, we spent the weekend with him. We went out to dinner on Saturday night, and
which was nice.
Yeah, and then he came over Sunday, and we hung out for a couple hours, watched a movie, and, which was good. So yeah, you know, bad news, but we're very hopeful. And if anyone's gonna beat it, it's him. He's
a fighter.
He is a fighter, and me and him have watched so many shows, and we both strongly believe in healing yourself.
Well, so it's all about it. Right. It's about the mindset, right?
Mental is a big part of it.
100%. So that's why it's so all, important let's to all just say a
little
positive.
Prayer for Daddy-O, Stev, the best
in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you got this, Dad.
You got this. We love you. We know you're
listening.
We love
you so much. Yes. So. We're going to tell you to turn off in a little bit because... We're going to be talking about things.
Okay, Dad, you can now turn the podcast
off. Yeah, love you, Dad. We'll call
you
later.
You can put it on mute. We need your listen. counting his download.
Right. So, like, let's brighten up the mood a little bit here. So, yeah, we're dealing with it. Everything's going to be fine. That's where we're going to end it with that. We'll keep you guys posted if we hear anything else. But just say a little prayer for him if you guys
don't mind. Send all the high vibe. If anyone does distance Reiki, multidimensional healing, send it to Steph.
But, yeah, so today we kind of wanted to talk about, like, sex and relationships.
Yeah. It's funny because Carly always says that, like, I'm the wild one.
Yeah,
like,
you were.
I've been hearing some wild stories recently.
I think we switched places.
I know. I mean, now that we're living home with Mom,
I know,
it's kind of hard to be a little bit hot and steamy, although it's...
Ooh, hot and steamy.
Sometimes it's hot and steamy when you gotta be quiet.
Oh, yeah. When we slept there the other night when our cars got robbed, when we got there, he was like... We should have sex. I was like, no, we are not having sex in my mom's house.
God,
and he was like, I don't know, something about like having the be super.
Yeah.
I was like, no chance, not happening.
No, but
that bed is the squeakiest bed in the world.
Squeaky, but the wall between that bedroom, it connects directly to Mom's bathroom. So this morning, just as an example, me and Mom were having a conversation, and it was like one of those, sorry, Mom, eye rolling conversations.
Right.
So I walked out and I went in to go like
talk to Brett.
Talk to Brett, and he goes,
you can hear everything.
You can hear everything through the wall. So I was like, okay. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, no. I mean, as soon as we got into bed, it was like the squeakiest thing ever. I was like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
Yeah. That's so funny because like if you think back to the days where like we lived with Mom and Dad, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's just like we got to be.
It was always in the basement. Always. We always did in the movie room.
The movie room?
That was the spot.
Yeah, but then what about when
That's where I lost my virginity.
In the movie room? Me too!
Did you?
No, you didn't.
I swear!
No way. I snuck that... The person.
No way.
Yes.
High five.
Oh, my God. Wait,
this is so creepy, but what part of the couch?
Ew.
You know how it went like this?
like the part, the long...
Wait, look. So this was the room when you walked in. Which side?
Remember, it
was
right like here. That.
Oh, I was like right here, my like laying right there.
Yeah, right here.
Ew, I can't believe we never knew that before.
I know, it's probably like a 3-year time difference though.
Yeah.
So you were
I was a freshman in high school.
I was a freshman in high school. So I was a sophomore. I was a sophomore in high school.
So 2 years apart.
But my first kiss was in sixth grade. Yeah, I remember. His name was James.
My first kiss was... You know what though? Like I kind of think Vin was my first kiss, like real, but like makeout kiss. Actually, you know who my
it
first
was a truth
kiss
or dare,
was?
Though.
I think one of my first kisses was Jeremy Lupo.
Oh.
And I remember, I think I was so bad at it. I know. Rest in peace. He was the best. But yeah, I'm pretty sure. And I think he told everyone that I was a bad kisser, and I was like mortified.
Wait.
It was my first time.
What about after my bat mitzvah?
Oh my God.
Everyone
was making out with everybody. And then there's little me like, I want to hang out too. I didn't want to make out with anyone. I just wanted to watch everyone make
but
out like a creep.
When you're in seventh grade, we were 13 years old.
Everyone made out with everyone. Like we would all just hang out just to like kiss each other.
Literally sit in a circle and then
play like spin the bottle and
the bottle, truth or dare, rotate who's kissing who.
Oh my god.
Remember the truth or dare sessions we would have on the trampoline? Would you ever be involved in those?
Of course. Maybe separately and not with I didn't really hang out with you guys much when you were in middle school. I was too little.
Yeah, you were too young.
But we did the same thing, like, would be on the trampoline. And
we had the best backyard.
We did have the best. I want to go there. Can we go knock on the door?
I drove by about
I want to either write a letter. Did we talk about this in an episode already?
I don't think so.
I want to, like, either drive by or, like, write a letter and ask if I can just come in and, like, vlog a little bit. How cool would that be? And she bought so much of our furniture. Like, I would love to see what's in there.
That's so creepy.
I don't think that's... If someone came to me and had a...
Would you say yes?
Yeah.
Like, if the person before...
I mean, we're not creepy people. You know what I mean? I could send a picture of me and be like, this is my YouTube channel. I'm not some freak that's going to, like, put cameras in the house.
I wonder if they still have the movie room downstairs.
Of course.
How could you not? It's probably old.
Yeah.
Old.
Let's answer some questions. Get this started.
Sorry.
See what they
want. We always go off on these tangents.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Ooh,
and I just pulled it up to this.
Let's hear.
So... Ashley Reb underscore is saying, is it okay for my boyfriend to go on boys trips? And do you believe chivalry is dead? LOL.
Ooh,
ooh, this one's a tough one.
So can I answer the first
part? Go ahead.
Do you believe it's okay for your boyfriend to go on boys trips? I 100% agree with that.
That you think it's okay. Well,
100%.
She's asking, so you think that it is okay.
I think it's necessary. And the reason why is because if I shift it to the perspective of girls trips,
right,
they're necessary for me. So how could it not be necessary for them? It's not like if I think it, what it comes down to is trust.
I was going
to
say trust.
Yeah.
Because if you don't trust him while he's home, you know
why
you mean? Why
are you trust him when
trust
he's
him?
Away? But like what it comes down to is trust, number one. But number two, like my husband, he'll go on like a fishing trip here and there, but it's not usually like away.
Yeah.
But even if it was, I'd be like, go. Like go have your fun. Have a good time because I don't want any resentments to build. Like I'm preventing him from being with his friends. That would never happen.
Right. And I feel like whether you want it or not, like for an example, say a friend is having a bachelor party and he's going to be going and you give him a super hard time. Like, in my opinion, like I'm not as like for it as you. Like I will like I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm not like, go do it. But like I also love girl time. I will say that. But
yeah.
I mean, if they're going away and you give them a hard time or you don't, no matter what he wants to do, he's going to do it regardless. So it's like you might as well stay on better terms and like make, you know, make some like
ground rules.
Not ground rules because that sounds like weird, but it's like call like every night before bed and like just keep up with me during the day and like just let me know you're thinking about me. And it's like if you're staying on a positive, like if you're making it positive, then like I feel like he'll want to behave more because he's gonna be like, wow, my girlfriend at home is like so chill and so cool. Or if you're gonna be a psychopath and like stalk him and like give him a hard time, like he's gonna want to go out and maybe do something
rebel.
More spiteful, right?
Yeah.
So I think what happens is we have an idea of what we want, but we do the complete opposite, which forces like what we don't want to happen.
Exactly. 100%. And I think what it comes down to is like if you think about that time when your mom or dad told you you couldn't go to the party,
right? Like, oh my god, you went and you freaking got wasted.
Totally. And then like you had to call them with your tail between your legs to have them come and pick you up because you were too drunk
to
drive.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
So that it's exactly same concept and like we've probably seen it from both ends.
Yeah.
And honestly, the absence makes the heart grow fonder.
No, right. And you're also speaking from a relationship of 8 years, 9 years.
We're going on, it's 8 years,
I'm saying so like your perspective or like mine, we're not even a year in yet. And like I think one thing we both struggle with is like we do get jealous of each other.
Yeah, but you know what we can use as an example here?
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden Brett and Anthony are like the best of friends, which
right.
is great because
is awesome.
You know, now that we moved back from the city, they have like this newfound relationship,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
But
they play poker together every single night.
You know, you said like 3 nights you gave him, which is totally
That's now.
Right.
Because,
and I said the same thing because why?
Because we weren't having sex.
Because the sex slowed down. Because at night they're now sitting on in the bed
romancing away and
on playing poker with like six of them, and then by the time they're done, they're tired.
And I'm like, babe, I'm so happy that you're enjoying the shit out of this poker game,
right.
and like you guys are laughing your asses
right.
off and having such
healthy,
a great time. It's
right.
great. But like if now that we're going on
life.
Literally like 21 days in a row. 21 days in a row,
oh
maybe
God.
A month in a row. Like,
no.
Seriously. And I'm like, Brett, like it is time to just limit this. I'm so happy you're enjoying it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let's cut it down because like this is just like.
Right. It's creating
I'm not
an
asexual being.
Yeah, yeah, true. You know? No, yeah, that's too, month is way too long.
I mean, I don't know if we actually didn't have sex for a month, but like most of the time when it's like sexy time, it's sexy like time. It's like poker time.
Yeah, yeah, right. At night is usually exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and like I went from a relationship where I had no sex ever, ever to the complete opposite. So it's like I feel like even though I'm 29 years old, like I'm experiencing a lot of things for the first time, and it's very exciting.
But sex is even better when the heart misses the other heart.
Right, right. Let's go back to that same question that we just 20 minutes.
You want to like jump their bones when they're home?
Right. Well, that So okay. So right. I think if you want your girl time and you want your girl trips, just think about that and work it out from there. Figure out like what you're going to be comfortable with, because I think it's healthy.
Chai?
What was that?
Chichi? Hi, Chich. Come here.
But yeah, so let them go on their guys' trips. I know it's annoying, ladies, believe me. But then when they plan their boys' trips, you plan a nice girls' weekend. And you know what I mean? And it's healthy and it's good. And it's good to miss each other, like you said. So.
100%. And
so,
like,
yes. And is chivalry dead?
No.
I don't think so. I think you just need to have standards. And if they're not doing things that you want them to do,
tell them.
Tell them and train them. Amen. All right.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Brett, you haven't opened the car door for me in 3 months.
Right. Anthony, you can open the car door. He does sometimes, yeah. But like flowers. How many times I had to tell him, I'm like, I like flowers. Don't just get me flowers when we're fighting. Like,
right.
Think about me. Like, I think about him all the time. Yeah. And I just want that back a little bit.
He came home from the grocery store with flowers the other day. Brett and did? Like, we're at mom. So it was like a joint flowers for me and mom.
Oh, he got from mom too.
Yeah, because flowers really nice. Brighten my day and he knows that.
So the next question is for you, Amanda. This is Lisa_Illy.
I love how you pronounce all of these.
I think it's a capital. I think it's a capital I-L-I. So Illy.
Illy? Yeah, okay. Sure.
Amanda, how is married life different from dating life? I love you guys. Well,
we love you first.
We love you too.
We love you first.
We love you first.
Yeah, we love you last.
Oh, man. So that's for you, Mandy Lou.
I mean, now that we're married, I think things are just like better.
Yeah.
Like married life and dating life isn't that different.
I feel like it shouldn't be that different.
No, it shouldn't be.
But besides finances.
But like, so we have our joint finances, which for me initially was quite the adjustment. But honestly, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. But.
Because he helped you.
He did help me.
He helped you like figure out
how. Oh my God. But like that from, you know, the days where I was like in my addiction, right? Yeah. Because we've talked about that on here before. I put myself into such like this financial hole. I had maxed out every credit card. I couldn't pay my bills. But when me and Brett met, I was just getting clean. And he helped me get my financial shit together.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he helped me go like on make a budget. And by budget, I don't mean, like, restricted me to do things. Like, it was more or less helped like me understand what I can.
And helping you make a payment plan to pay off your debt.
Make payment plans and stuff. Yeah. And, like, what I can take out each week from what I was making and things like that. And I went from a credit score of, like, 600 to 850 in 3, 4, 5 years.
I know.
It was, like, awesome. Not a long time. Right. You know? But as other than like finances, I have his last name, which is really freaking cool. And like the coolest part about it is being like, oh my God, I have a husband.
Yeah.
And like now we're now we're creating a child together.
I know,
like
it's just so crazy.
It's just cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess anyone you ask will have like a different response, but for me, I think it's just better.
Yeah.
Like it's just really cool. Yeah.
Good.
I don't think it's much different though, like as far as like going on dates and stuff. We still go out on dates.
Good. I think dates are important.
Oh my
right?
God.
Grandma always said like date night, like put your husband first even when you have kids.
100%.
Like, make time for date night.
Well, at the end of the day, in 18 years, our child's going to be on their own.
Yeah.
You know? So what it comes down to, it's like it's always you and that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. All right. So Tamara_Danielle.
What is
Danyal? How would you say that?
Danielle. Your pronunciation is like, what's the word?
Listen.
On fleek.
Thank you, because I've been doing this for years and years, and I never want to say their names wrong. So she goes, do you get jealous when you see your boyfriend following other girls, in quotes, naked ones, on social media?
My husband does not follow any.
Well, your husband isn't on social media, really. Like, he is, but he doesn't even go on it.
He stalks other people on social media, yet he never posts any of his own pictures, which is really funny. But I don't think he follows anyone naked on there. I think he created his Instagram probably even after we met, you know?
Yeah.
So there was no reason for him to follow anyone naked.
For me, because Anthony was single for 4 years before me, and it hasn't even been a year. So, like, he follows a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
Anytime we're, like, I'm, like, looking over his shoulder, and he's scrolling, and there's, like, any naked girl, he'll, like, I'm like, all right, unfollow, and he happily unfollows. But, like, you can't, I don't know. It's tough, because it's like, if they have their account before you, it's not like if they're following new naked girls, like, while they're with you, to me, I think that's
an issue. Yeah.
Not acceptable. Like, if it was before you, you know, they had lives before you, but it's like, you know, if I'm seeing it, I'm 100% calling
like out. Like, at least be discreet about it, right? If you're, like, in a relationship with someone.
You don't need to follow. If you want to look at naked girls on the fucking internet, you don't need to follow them to do so. You know,
go watch porn.
Right, or go look at them, but you don't need to follow.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Go privately browse.
I will say, not that I get jealous, I just will make him
unfollow. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, it's just disrespectful. Like, I don't follow any naked guys.
No.
I don't talk to any guys.
No. Like, I have one guy friend that I talk to, but Brett's, like, good friends with
him. Yeah, there's no reason for me to ever talk to the other opposite sex, and I know it's not like that for everyone, but yeah, I think that's unacceptable, personally.
I agree. I feel like we're in the day and age where, like, chivalry, again, back to the chivalry. Chivalry is not dead, and if you have a respectful boyfriend, right, he's not going to go and scope out other women and look at their asses in front of you.
In front of you, right, or following, like, newly following.
Or following them in front of you, exactly.
All right.
So, from Arlie Jonas, A-R-E-L-I Jonas, what's the best relationship advice you've ever received? Grandma. Definitely.
Yeah, I would say grandma. She was married, 65 years?
Yeah.
So I think
62,
that,
I think.
Was it?
Was it 65?
I don't know. Or maybe it was 60 we celebrated, and then it was 62 when he passed.
Yeah. Put each other first.
Right. Like, once you have kids, your husband still needs to always come first. That's what she always said. Make time, which we kind of just touched on before. But yeah, I think that's huge, because I know women, obviously, you have children and you become absolutely obsessed with your children. I know one day I'll understand that.
Yeah.
But you need to remember that, like, that you have a husband, and if you want a relationship there once the kids are grown up and moved out, like, you need to make time for your significant other. So
your husband, and or if you're a guy, your wife, or if you're a woman who has a wife, like, whatever it is, like, your significant other is the person who comes first and will always be there. That's your lifelong partner. Like, your child is not going to be your soulmate at the end of the day, and you're raising them to grow up, spread their wings and fly away. So if you're not keeping the flame alive, and, you know, that relationship with your significant other, your partner, for those years, like, 18 years go by and, like, you become strangers, which, like, I've seen happen more times than not,
of course,
you know.
Yeah. And I mean, I can't even imagine being with someone that long, so I can't even imagine how hard it is. Obviously, that's what everyone wants, but it must be so hard to, like, you know, you both have to just want to make it keep going
for
no matter what. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Thanks, Graham.
Yeah, love you, Grammy.
K Wood 23. How do I get my boyfriend to do pedicures with me without him thinking it's too feminine?
Me and Anthony just got a pedicure.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? Tell him, who the hell cares? Does he want one is the question. If he doesn't want one and he's like, no, that's weird, I don't even want one, that's one thing. But if he actually wants one and just feels weird going, let him know. Like, I see men getting pedicures all the time. Obviously, he's not getting no clear polish or any colors on his toes. So, like, who cares? They get a nice
foot
rub.
And if he did want colors.
Right.
Who cares?
I know, exactly. Like, live your life. Go have fun. It feels so good to get a pedicure. Tell him we told him he needs to go.
And if he doesn't want to go, go somewhere like me and Brett do, is we get reflexology together all the time.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, yeah.
So, like, the foot massages. So, like, if you're into it for the foot massages, go and get some reflexology together. Me and Brett go 45 minutes, an hour. It's divine.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a good one.
Ooh.
Softball Shay 11 wants to know, how do you get over being nervous to say I love you first?
Best. Isn't it the best part of the relationship when like you didn't say I love you yet, my but God. You really want it?
Oh, I remember the day.
I know. I'll say mine first because it was more recent.
I remember in the beginning, like, I was so like anti this relationship for some reason. Like, I just didn't think it was gonna. I don't know. I just didn't think it was going to be anything.
Wait, the funny part is, like, can we just rewind back to like the day that you called me? You're like, he wants to take me on a bike ride.
Yeah. Well, no, the first date was a dinner.
It was dinner. Remember, but then I called the next
you.
One,
I know.
You're like, I don't know if I want to go on to this dinner. I'm like, Carly, just go to dinner and enjoy yourself.
Right.
Sorry, Anthony, you're getting the
no. Dirty he knows. Yeah. He knows. And I said it. We did a video on it.
So funny.
But yeah, I know. I don't know why I was just like, because I guess we went to high school together. I don't know. And for me, like, I was at the point where I'm not dating anyone for fun. Like, if I don't see any sort of future whatsoever, like, I'm not even going to waste anyone's time because,
right.
You know, that's right. Just that was my motto, and that was how I was going into things. But anyway, obviously we ended up hitting it off and everything was amazing.
Really?
I remember.
Wait, that's odd. No, I'm just kidding. Year later.
Yeah, so.
Oh my God, I can't believe it's almost been a year.
I know. But in the beginning, it was so funny because I've always been like, in my head, like, the guy has to say I love you first. I actually said I love you
first.
So
did I.
Did you? But once by accident, the first time. I don't think I shared this online.
I don't think I know this.
Yeah, I don't know if I shared this online. So
was it when you were hanging up the phone or something?
No.
Oh,
no.
So then I just made that shit up. So you have to tell me.
No, so. Am I about to get. It's like. Deep right now for a second,
just say touch it lightly.
Like, okay, touch it lightly, or should I just say it?
Should you just touch it lightly?
Fuck it, I don't even care.
Just
whatever. All right, so one thing that I struggled with for my whole life was I never really gonna say this.
I don't even know what she's gonna say. I'm sitting here and she's literally pulling on her penguin slipper.
So, like, from sex, I maybe had like 3 orgasms my whole life.
Oh.
Before Anthony.
Oh, and that was topic.
So, like, I just didn't think it was possible.
And I kept telling her, Carly, it is so fucking possible.
I know, I was just not with the right people, clearly.
Well, they didn't know what they were
doing.
So
I think the first time I said I love you was, you know, use your head. And I was like, oh, I love you. And then I was like, oh. And I like covered, I put my hands over my mouth and I was like so embarrassed. But it was like, just like in the moment.
Yeah. So it was real.
Yeah. And so I ended up saying it first.
He rocked her world that day.
Yeah. So, but what was cute was before that point, like, he would always be like, I like you. Like, he would always say that. And then he would always be like, now it's all about who's going to say it first. Like, he would always make comments like that. So, like, I knew that, like, we both were feeling it. We just both were stubborn and we didn't want to say it first. So it's like, once I did say that, like, and I was like, no, I didn't mean it. Because it's like, you never know in the beginning. Like, you don't want to say it and then them get, like, freaked out and, like, scared and blah, blah, blah. Can you believe I just talked about that?
That's so funny. Well, I remember, like, that is such, like...
That was such an issue.
But that's a topic.
That's, like, I feel like so many... And it's so funny because Anthony was like, yeah, right, that's not a real thing. I'm like, every girl that I've talked to has the same problem.
Right. But you know what's crazy is I actually, yesterday or 2 days ago, I saw a post on someone's Instagram.
Yeah.
And it said, stop faking orgasms.
Ugh.
And then it said, real talk, your sex life is not going to get any better if you keep pretending you're enjoying it. Like, duh.
It's so true.
Duh.
I know.
And like, as soon as I read this, I was like, whoa, that's actually so true.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not enjoyable, like, then what the fuck are you doing?
So I actually watched this episode on Netflix. It's Goop Lab with Gwyneth Paltrow, and they had an episode all on like vaginas and orgasms, and I was like, someone told me about it and I was like, ooh, let me watch it. And it was like super interesting. I recommend it for anybody that is just curious and self-conscious about it, because it's obviously something that is annoying.
Like, why is the topic of sex like not normalized at this point? Like, everyone fucking does it. Everyone fucks.
Not everyone.
Most
people.
Most
listen.
People do.
It took me 29 years to have good sex.
I'm 28. Sorry.
28.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that sad?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's because, you know, I was tied up for a couple of years.
Literally. Never.
Never. I know. Never.
She was never tied up. Never tied up for a couple of years.
Oh my god, yeah. So, but yeah, so the episode, it's really interesting if anyone wants to watch it. And yeah, I just, that's, I'm gonna leave it at that. But what was even the question? Was there even a question? Oh, being saying I love you first.
Oh, saying I love you first.
Okay. So my opinion, so I get the whole, you don't want to say it first, you don't want to scare them away. I think you need to use your own intuition and vibes and like read the situation and like, you know, if someone like, you, I knew, know, weeks before he, know, said it that he loved me. You could tell by the look in their eye, you could tell by their behavior. Everything changes. So it's like, maybe wait until you're sure, or if you want to fucking say it, just say it. Like, what's the worst that could happen? It scares him off. Good. Then you're not wasting any more of each other's fucking time. Like, you live one time. Like, just live for yourself and live happy and do what you want to do. And if you love someone, you want to shout it from the rooftops, do it. If it backfires, listen, maybe next time you'll learn to do it a little bit differently. But that's life. And
or maybe it wasn't you at all. Maybe it was just the other person, right?
Right. So some, like, people are afraid of love, or afraid to admit that they're in love,
afraid of attachments, afraid of relationships. Yeah. Like, you know, it's interesting because there's so many people out there that are like, I just want to take it slow. I don't want to be attached.
Right. And I think that's just like, I think that's a cop
out. But I think it's a cop out.
Yeah. Right. I think another book and movie that I highly recommend is He's Just Not That Into You.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because
it has all the different relationships.
The worst thing that can happen is to have a friend or a family member say to you that, oh, like, maybe he'll, maybe it'll be different. Like, if it's the same story over and over and over again, like, he's just not that into you. If he's not calling you, if he's not making time for you, if he's making you feel like any sort of way, like, you're smart. Use your, you know, use your judgment and just stop texting so much. Like, stop being so available. And I'm not like one to play games. Like, I hate that. But it's like, you, yeah, just need to be smart in the beginning and understand that most men do enjoy the chase, and most women, even most women, enjoy a chase too a little bit. Like, it's, you know, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you're with the right person, it kind of just like falls together effortlessly.
Naturally.
And you don't feel all those crazy types of feelings because they're treating you in a way that you have deserved to be treated. That, yeah, maybe you haven't experienced yet.
Oh my God. I remember, like, so rewind 8 years, mm-hmm, right? When me and Brett first started dating, you can just imagine Amanda with tongue ring. Just kidding.
A little crazy.
But
bitch.
I was a little bit crazy, but I remember we were at his parents' house. He still lived with his parents. I still lived with mom.
Yeah.
And we were outside and it was like it was cold. We both smoked cigarettes at the time. We had gone outside to go smoke a cigarette, mm-hmm, and he was hugging me to keep me warm, and he put on the song Champagne Supernova, mm-hmm, by, what, mm-hmm, is it, Oasis? Mm-hmm. And then he put on the song Wonderwall. Yeah. And, like, those are two of my favorite songs, and he knew it. Uh-huh. And, like, we were slow dancing.
Is that when he told you he loved you?
I told him. I know. It was outside under the stars. How in the cute. Cold.
Yeah.
Cigarettes burning. Just painting the picture. But it was so sweet, and he said it back.
Did he?
He said it back. Of, right? Course
so,
he did.
I think both parties are usually scared in the beginning, so, you know, just go with the feeling.
It was like, well, you know, you just know.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, if you're feeling it and he's not, like, maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
Right. Find out sooner than later, ladies, gentlemen, whoever's listening to this.
Totally.
All right, let's do another question. And then
one more.
Please don't give me a shout out for this, but do you ever have the shit combo?
Yes. Oh.
The shit combo. Oh my God.
I think it gets more open the longer you're together.
Ugh.
No. Carly looks like she's in pain right now.
Yeah, no. I think pooping is a little different because it's like everyone does it. But, like, the whole farting thing freaks me out.
Oh, well, your girl's pregnant.
I know, so you don't have a choice. No, again, it hasn't even been a year yet for me. But even so, like, that's just, like, one thing. I'll, like, squeeze it in until, like, it hurts.
Oh, my gosh. And we remember we were talking about this the first time. Okay, so me and Carly filmed, like, a pilot episode of...
Oh, my God. Do we have that written down?
We still have it. I still have it in my recording.
We did. And then everyone was like, that was too much.
And we were talking about farting.
We were talking about pooping and farting?
Pooping, farting, and cow farts.
Oh, my God.
But Brett, the first time ever, like, I ever experienced him, like, farting in my presence... he freaking locked the car windows and started freaking laughing about it. He wasn't even embarrassed.
Ew, guys are disgusting.
I know. And then he would like do like the gross ass Dutch oven shit. So ew. Then like,
I remember I used to cry.
I would cry. Yeah, I would so that's upset. So gross. It made me so upset. But then I was like, well, if you're this comfortable, let's just get real comfy here. I remember the first time we ever went on a vacation together. Ooh, because we were
small bathroom,
but we weren't living together yet. Mm. Right. So first time we ever went on vacation, and like, come on, everybody poops. There's right. like that bedtime story. Everybody poops.
Wait, I have a perfect solution for anyone who's maybe going on a vacation or whatever. A match. You light a match. And but
what,
the
if, you,
goes
what
away.
If you make a noise?
The shower, the sink, the fan, put on music. I'll put music on my phone.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm, okay. So yeah. Like, me and Brett are at the point where like I'll keep the door open and he'll come in.
Oh, yeah.
Like-
no. Anthony will shit as I'm standing there talking to him, and it's so gross. Like, he doesn't care. But like, for me, just for my mental state of health, like my mental health, I just like won't. I just find it so like gross.
Once you do, Carly, you'll feel so liberated.
I know. I'm not there yet, though.
You'll get there
eventually.
It's so funny though, because I remember the process of like how difficult
right,
it was,
it's hard.
And how painful it could be inside of your.
Oh
belly,
my god! When
like,
you have to hold it in.
But like, that's not even healthy.
It's so unhealthy.
It's what is
thought.
It? It's not methane. What's the carbon or
carbon you, dioxide? You are, no, you I think are... it's methane gas. That cow farts are like one of the biggest issues for global warming, and everyone thinks it's a joke. It's not a joke. It's like insane how many cattle and cows there are, and their farts are destructive. It's
literally
ruining our world.
They're literally
their farts are ruining this world.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so you know,
oh my god,
it just takes a little bit of time, but he's over it now. I don't say shit either. I say I have
fluff?
To use the bathroom.
I have to fluff. Oh, but it's gotten easier over time.
Yeah, so I think we have some like other cool relationship things we want to talk about. We're going to save it for a different episode because it's going to get juicy. But I feel like we're already at our time for this one.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
So yeah, we'll save that one for another episode. Do you want to end with a relationship quote?
Ooh, let's find one. I think we should.
A great relationship is about two things. First, appreciating the similarities.
And second, respecting the differences.
Amen.
I love that one.
That's a good one.
It is a really good one because yeah. At the end of the day.
Right. And we were like scrolling respect. Through a lot of the questions. And I think maybe for some of you guys, like writing it down is probably helpful. But like really think about the question that you're asking. And if you're questioning it that much, like you need to
move on.
Move on. Make the decision for yourself. You deserve the world. You deserve to be treated with respect and love and compassion. And there are guys out there that like that do exist.
They exist.
They do exist, but you have to have some self-worth, and you need to know your worth, and you need to work on yourself and make sure you can be bringing healthy, positive things into a relationship. And
right. And if you don't believe you deserve it, then you're going to keep attracting the people who are going to treat you like crap.
Right.
So my suggestion is make a man manifestation list.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or a woman manifestation right? list, and write down all of the qualities that you would want in your perfect partner.
Just remembered, and I still have it in my notepad, a couple weeks before I met Anthony. Like, I think that week actually that I met him, I made a list.
Manifestation
Wait,
list.
Hold on. Let me show you right now.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And I met him that, like, what do you want? And I think you had told me to do this, make a list.
Yeah. Because when you're literally putting in the actions to find this person instead of settling for someone that you don't want is all the things that you do.
All right. I can't find it right now, but I will find it. But yeah, so I made the list and poof. So
You're welcome.
I love that. That's your daily task, what we want for you guys to do. And thank you for listening. Hopefully this episode was
everything you wanted and more.
And we can't wait to talk about more, as always.
More
so
juicy stuff.
Please rate, like, and subscribe.
Comment
and whatever else.
And share.
There's so many things to do
so
nowadays.
Many good things,
but
yeah.
All right, guys. Love you. Have a great weekend.
Love
Happy
you.
Happy Thursday.
Happy
and
Thursday.
We'll see you next week.
We'll talk to you
we'll
next week.
We'll talk to you next week.
We'll
Bye,
feel
guys.
You next week.